Dictation for Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, Wehner, W-E-H-N-E-R, October 2754. Address as a letter to Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T-P-A, Dear Mrs. Hyatt, consultation for Mrs. Wehner, Sheila. With abnormal kidney function. She moved from Indiana to Michigan about 5 months ago. There has been progressive renal failure. 2018, creatinine 0.83, 2019, 1.18, 2020, 124, 2021, 1.39, GFR 46, 2022, 1.44, GFR 40, and the last couple of years, stabilizing around 1.2, 1.5, GFR 30s to 40s. The most recent number, 1.5, for a GFR of 33. Weight, appetite, stable. Trying to do low salt. No vomiting, dysphagia. No abdominal pain. Some constipation or bleeding, no diarrhea. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. No kidney stones, no edema, claudication, no ulcers. No numbness. Denied chest pain, palpitation, lightheadedness. No syncope, no fall, minor dyspnea, no oxygen, no inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, no skin rash, bleeding, nose gums or headaches. Next paragraph, past medical history. For hypertension, hyperlipidemia, thyroid abnormalities, denies diabetes, denies deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, coronary artery disease or heart problems, no TIS, stroke or seizures, she's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no pneumonia, has migraines, chronic pain, issues. Next paragraph, surgeries including hiatal hernia, Nissen, fundoplication, left shoulder surgery, problems with number 4 and number 5 digits on the left side from work-related trauma requiring surgery, has a back stimulator, bilateral carpal tunnel, gallbladder, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, C-section times 2, no reported allergies, never smoke, used to drink heavily, discontinued many years back. Next paragraph. She's adopted, no, a non-family history. She has 3 kids, a girl 52, boys 46 and 45. Next paragraph, medications include muscle relaxant Robaxin. She takes buprenorphine, B-U-P-R-E-N-O-R-P-H-I-N-E, Nurantin, Lexapro, Elavil, Topamax, thyroid replacement, lisinopril, Lipitor, Norco, morphine, propranolol for migraine, Lopit, Zocor, Prilosec, estrogen replacement, still taking ibuprofen. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, 61 inches tall, weight 197. Early high blood pressure by nurse when I checked was normal. 132.72 on the right, 128 over 80 on the left. Overweight, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no palpable thyroid, carotid bruise, JBD, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness masses, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is in March, creatinine 1.5, GFR37, that will be a stage 3B. Normal electrolyte acid base, albumin calcium liver testing, pro-BNP not elevated, normal at 97, high triglycerides, well-controlled cholesterol, anemia 11.5, abnormal white blood cell platelet, normal thyroid, testing hepatitis C negative, albumin minor elevated at 31 milligrams per gram, A1C normal 5.6. Pain clinic has been checking gabapentin levels. There is many bone joints picture. A prior CT scan, lumbar spine, January 2024. There has been no kidney obstruction. Ultrasound is being requested. Prior PTH not elevated, this is 2022. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Presently a stage 3B, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present blood pressure looks normal. Needs to stop anti-inflammatory agents. We'll see what the ultrasound shows in terms of obstruction or urinary retention. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present chemistries. Mild metabolic acidosis, does not require replacement, does not need phosphorus binders, nutrition, calcium was normal, prior PTH not elevated, no major proteinuria, no nephrotic syndrome, no problems of diabetes. All issues discussed with the patient, the meaning of advanced renal failure, trying to protect her from reaching the need for dialysis. Further advice with results, end of dictation.